We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set. Game one of the Southern League Division Series, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, game one of the SLTS. How exciting is it to be in the playoffs and to play game one at home?
Definitely exciting. You know, we've been fighting for this, you know, all year, and it's exciting, you know, that that time is actually here already, and we're ready to go out there and compete.
What's been the messaging to this team since you guys clinched on Thursday and after the off day yesterday coming into today?
Just continue to push each other. Just continue to, you know, to be good teammates. Be smart. Get your rest. You know, make sure the guys are ready to go for Tuesday. That was the big message over the weekend. And just making sure that the guys stay healthy.
You look at the matchup on paper, and you look at the wins. Montgomery, 80 wins in the season entering today. But the Shuckers have played the Biscuits real well here throughout the season. Won the season series 16-14, including a couple of big-time series wins at home and on the road. When you look at this matchup as the guy constructing the lineup and making all the moves, how much is it a good thing to be playing well against a team in the regular season and face them in the postseason?
I mean, definitely, you know, it gives the guys confidence. You know, like they have been a great team all season, but like we have always been a really tough opponent for them, and hoping it continues to be, you know, the same throughout the playoffs. Now nothing changes. It's just same baseball, and you know, guys should be going out there, you know, with some confidence and doing their thing and taking care of business.
You guys face Sean Hunley here in game one, but it's a short three-game set. When you're looking at game one of a three-game series, how important is it to not only get out to an early lead, but to win that game one to put really the other team in the back foot for game two and potentially game three?
I mean, it's definitely good to, you know, to win the first one. They say that those who punch first, you know, punch twice, they say. So definitely a big game for us. You know, we get this one at home, and then, you know, we have two games to just finish it up at their place.
You look at this lineup 1-9, couple guys who really stand out for how well they finished their season, whether it's Darian Miller, Ernesto Martinez Jr., Lamar Sparks, who just got named Southern League Player of the Week. How big is it to have those guys throughout the lineup who finished the season on a really, really high note, especially guys like Ernesto and Lamar?
Definitely good. You know, like, I think that this is the perfect time for those guys to be hot. You know, like, short series, anything can happen, and you need to go strong, you know, right off the gate. So looking for the guys to continue, continue to do the thing and continue to be successful in this series.
How important to this lineup and to this team were the big second halves for Ernesto and Lamar, especially Ernesto, who the league average OPS is about 660, and his OPS in the second half was almost 1,000.
I mean, definitely good. You know, those guys were a big part of our success, you know, in the second half. And, you know, what they did offensively definitely, you know, helped us put runs on the board and, you know, win games. So just hoping for those guys to, you know, to continue to be aggressive and trust in the, you know, their instincts and what they can do at the plate.
It's a short three-game series, and we've talked about it a bit, but how much does that help on the pitching side of things where you're only going to need three starters? The Shuckers are going to have upwards of 12, 13, 14 guys out in that bullpen for this three-game set. How important is it to have those many guys and those many arms you could possibly go to? Obviously hoping that's not the case in a big start from Tate Keener tonight, but how big is it to have those arms down in the bullpen whenever you need them?
I mean, definitely good, you know. Like you said, we have a lot of guys in the bullpen just ready to contribute at any point of the game, you know, like wherever we see it fit, you know, whenever they need to come in and finish up an inning, we know that we're going to have some good arms that are going to come in and throw strikes and, you know, and take care of business. So definitely, you know, gives you some confidence and, you know that you can trust your guys out there.
Speaking of confidence, Tate Keener gets the ball here in game one. He's had a lot of success against Montgomery over the last couple of weeks. Two starts against him, he struck out 14, including that 10-strikeout game in Montgomery about a month back. How big is it for him coming in today to get the start in game one against a team who he's had a lot of success with this year?
I mean, definitely pumped for him, you know. He's worked hard, you know. He's, he came from high A, you know, probably like just over a month or something ago, you know, and he's been a huge part of our success, you know, late in the season too. So just hoping, you know, he can go out there and do his thing and continue to trust, you know, his stuff and execute his pitches.
for a lot of these guys, this is their first playoff game since they've become professionals. You, though, have had a couple of different experiences, whether it's with Colombia in winter ball, whether it's in the Caribbean series, whether it's as a player and as a coach. Have you shared with these guys a bit at all about what that experience is like and kind of how to handle all that comes with a high-pressure packed baseball game in the playoffs?
I mean, the talk that I've had with them, it's you have to stay together, you have to play clean, and the most important thing for me is, like, you guys have to push each other and continue to cheer for each other. If you're a guy that's hitting right now and then you strike out with a guy on third, like, you don't go to the bench and just sit and just feel sorry for yourself. You forget about that, you put your bat away, you go back to the railing, and you continue to push for your teammates, to do the job out there and just continue to pick each other up.
And this seems like a team that throughout this year has been really close-knit, and that bond's just growing throughout the season. You hear from a lot of guys how tight-knit that clubhouse is and such. How big is that as well going into a playoff series with guys being that tight together and, like you said, hopping up on the railing even after a tough moment?
I mean, that's how you win. You know, like, whenever you have guys that are selfless and then, you know, that they're not going to be just worried about themselves and the outcome that they just had. And then, like, if they strike out and they have to go play defense, they're going to go out there and play defense. Like, that's just how you win. Like, there's no other way. If you have guys that are just worried about themselves, like, it's just not going to happen, you know. And so, like, continue to, you know, to have a short memory. You know, baseball is a game of failure, so just short memory, continue and move on to the next task at hand.
Well, Fidel, appreciate the time. It's been almost 2,000 days since the Shockers were last in a playoff series. Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. Shockers Biscuits coming your way next.